Welcome back to a new episode of 2 Minute Drill. I am Pierce. That is my new pressure cooker. I'm joined by Scott. How you doing, man?
Doing quite swell. Though. It's a very busy time. Got a lot of stuff going on here at the Barber's Chair Network.
Go ahead and share some of that good shit you're doing.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I'm making an announcement.
Good thing I don't have to. The shit stop beeping, so I don't have to leave. But yeah, what's going on, man? Because a lot of good happenings.
A lot of good happenings going on. So you know, we're having our first owners meeting today. the guy, we're gonna put together some other stuff, y'all. But I'm not gonna hold you. Season 3 got some changes for this year. Instead of pre-recording, we're going to be going live. We're going live twice a week during the football season on Monday and on Thursday. It will be, I haven't picked the time yet, but I'm just going to say it'll probably be 4 p.m. Eastern time. So 1 p.m. on the West Coast. So on Mondays, we'll be recapping the week in the NFL. On Thursdays, we'll be getting you ready for Thursday night football in the upcoming week in the NFL. And also, I want to do it live because a lot of, you know, sports news happens randomly. You know what I'm saying? And that might be something I missed. And I got tired of saying, well, this is recorded before then. So we're going to do live. There will be no audio for I'm Not Going to Hold You this season. Video only. So if you miss when the stream is going on, of course, the video will already be up on the YouTube. It'll be on the Hoops and Brews page. And it'll be on the bcnet.com. You can go for both of those. But there's no audio because it's a show. And I'm tired of people calling it a podcast. It's not a show. We got tons of great podcasts on this network for you to check out. But this is a show that is produced by me. Shout out my homie Pavi. Of course, you already know about Pavi. Pavi also produces it. So I will be stepping up in more of a producer role this year. So me and Pav producing this show. So look out for that twice a week. So we'll be starting September 8th, which is opening night, which will be Bills and the Rams at SoFi. I'll be getting you ready for that game and other stuff. So it'll be one on Mondays. I'll be 9 times out of 10 Mondays. I'll be in the studio shooting it. And on Thursdays, it'll probably be live on location. And this is determining where I'm at in the world right now because I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling over these next 5 months, doing these Bears games. Coming back to these Clippers games. I got personal stuff I got to do here too. So we have a whole bunch of stuff. So look out for that. Also, 79th and Hallis, we will be going live for our weekly recap. So, you know, our pods that we do right after the game, we're going to be live streaming those either from Soldier Field or whatever other stadium we're at on the road. So check that out. And if you miss it, the audio will be up no later than an hour after the live stream. In our midweek preview podcast, we'll preview the Bears' upcoming opponent. Will, of course, be on our Patreon like they were last year for the $5 79th and Hallis tier. And we're going to have exclusive interviews. Got a couple things working. We're going to talk to some players. So you might want to get the Patreon for the $5 79th and Hallis package. Check that out. And also, summer sessions is going to be weekly. Like, we've been done a good job of that the last 2 weeks. Now, we're pivoting a little. We're doing like a little rebrand. It's going to become more of a music slash culture type of podcast. It's, you know, we're still going to be our usual selves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but we got to tone it down a bit. You know what I'm saying? We got to tone it down just a bit. But, you know, we're going to have still going to be weekly. It's going to be me, Pav, Damien and my brother will get in where they can. You know, my brother has his full-time job now. You know, Damien's got a full-time job. He's about to get married. He's got a lot of stuff. But J.R. Bang will be filling in for him. And my homie Merk Murphy, who is, I call him the godfather of Chicago hip-hop. He'll be coming in, filling in for us for when Damien and my brother can't come in. So Bang and Merk will be joining me this week for summer sessions because Pav and Damien will be in Vegas. So I think those are all the announcements we have on the Barber's Chair Network side. And we got a lot more other stuff coming for y'all. Merchandise store coming soon. So, there we go.
We are here to talk about the AFC and the NFC South. Shout out to the South. The South is holding it down tonight. What do you make of these two divisions? I think they're very... We kind of know who's going to win them already. But the future of the divisions, I think, are very interesting because some teams are going in new directions. Sean Payton is obviously gone in New Orleans. It's Dennis Allen's and Jameis Winston time. Matt Ryan is no longer there in Atlanta. Doug Peterson, obviously, you don't really fuck with Doug. But
not a Doug guy.
Philly's going to win the Super Bowl for a reason, I kind of feel. And Doug was a big part of that. And then our boy, Lovie Smith, is down there in H-Town, holding it down. So I think there's a lot of interest in these two divisions.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the AFC South, it's kind of like a turnover right now. You know what I'm saying? You got a Colts trying to, you know, go, you know, have like a year or two or maybe even three of like, you know, trying to do something in the playoffs. You know, they've had a good team, a good system, great running back, good defense. They've just kind of been looking for a quarterback, you know what I'm saying, ever since the Andrew Luck thing happened. You know, Philip Rivers thing didn't work out. The Carson Wentz thing didn't work out. Now they got a guy, Matt Ryan, who I believe was, you know, I feel like I got a lot of friends in Atlanta, and you know, I just feel like, you know, Matt Ryan was getting disrespected a lot, you know, for a lot of stuff that was out of his control. And I think in a new situation, he's going to be great. But then you also got what's going on in Jacksonville, you know, with Trevor Lawrence, you know what I'm saying, his year too, you know what I'm saying, with him spending money on wide receiver. You got, Peterson coming in. And to try to help things out. So maybe that might be a team in a couple of years from now where they look good. But, you know, and then you got, you know, how's Nashville going to look, you know what I'm saying, without A.J. Brown? You know, we know Julio's gone. What's that going to look like? How's Tannehill going to bounce back from that poor playoff game? But with the NFC South, I think it's a little bit more intriguing. You know, I feel like, you know, the Saints, are, to me, are going to be a super team this year. You know, see how they're going to do without Sean Payton. That defense looks like it's still going to be good. Jameis Winston, to me, he looked good when he was healthy last year. So can he do it for a full season this year? It's something we got to see. For some reason, they always know how to beat the Buccaneers in the regular season. And then you got the Buccaneers, you know, who I think is in an interesting position right now. You know, of course, we know the GOAT, Tom Brady, you know, basically told everybody to get off his dick the other day about why he wasn't at camp. If there's anybody who doesn't need training camp, it's Mr. Tom Brady. You know, he's been in training camp since I was in sixth fucking grade. He'll be fine. But I'm worried about that offensive line. That is my number one concern with the Buccaneers. Line
took a major hit in the offense.
Line has taken a major hit.
Folks retiring.
And people, the remaining guys get injured through camp. So that's going to be an issue that I'm willing to see, like how, you know, that might affect their season. So I think both divisions are going to be interesting.
I like how there was one person that you didn't mention at all. Cool. That, like, you just completely forgot is now in the NFC South. Our favorite little plant flagger down there in Carolina, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I forgot all about Baker. I mean, there's nothing much to say about Baker. You know, Baker Mayfield is a 40-degree day.
Baker got a lot. He is.
Baker Mayfield is a 40-degree day.
We'll say this. Baker got a lot to prove. I feel like Baker with a chip on his shoulder is hungry and willing to do some shit.
But he's better than Sam Darnold. Rest up, Sam Darnold.
Of course.
But, you know.
That's why he went one. But let's start in the AFC South. Colts overwhelming favorites to win this division. -125. Tennessee, I believe they won it what, back-to-back years.
Yeah.
+180. And then Jacksonville, +800. Houston, I mean, I don't think, I won't say there's no shot, but there's probably no shot. Houston wins this division. Of the three, do you think that is there any kind of shakeup possible that Jacksonville might be able to stun some people? What do you think about this division?
I think it's going to be a bad division. I mean, I think it's going to be a bad division. I think it doesn't have the intrigue that the
I'm
NFC
trying to make it intriguing, but it's just
yeah. I know you're doing your best host job, and I give you applause for that. But no, I don't think the Jaguars are going to surprise anything. Like I think the Jaguars are going to be worse than the Bears. I think they're gonna be with that. They look. I don't care. They overpaid for some mid and wide receiver, bro.
I feel like
none of them guys are number ones, man.
I will say this: while I feel like they have more potential on defense, the Bears, the way they played in the preseason, I feel like they're going to play better. They're going to be better coached.
Okay, who's on the Jacksonville defense? I might be ignorant to not know.
Josh Allen is still there. Trayvon Walker, number one pick. He's nasty. I like him. I'm mad that they cut my man Miles Jack because I love Miles Jack. He's in Pittsburgh now, but I wanted to say that they might have more oomph to them than this Bears defense. That being said, Bears defense is going to be really well coached. That much I know for a fact.
So, real coach. Yeah, it's going to be very well coached. I mean, you still have Roquan. I think Roquan is better player than anybody on the
for sure.
The Jags defense.
For sure. After that,
but, you know, I mean, yeah, but my point is, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a good year. Let's just be very clear with that. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be the same thing with Justin Fields. I don't think their wins are going to have anything to do with how they play. I think both of those guys are going to have good years. And like what I mean by I'm not a Doug Peterson fan is I don't think he's, like, great. But I don't think he's bad either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he can help,
He's perfect for what Trevor Lawrence, for sure. What you need to do.
Yeah.
It's kind of a perfect parallel, you know, what Doug was brought in to do with Carson. You have a young, tall, talented, strong-arm quarterback. You just had to, just mold him. And mold him into being, your top-tier quarterback. And I guess where shit went wrong with Wentz, he was playing like an MVP, he got hurt, and then after he got hurt, not only he had to deal with the stunted growth, but then also the fucking voices. Because Philly is not a fucking place that you want to be if you're fragile.
I want to say, too.
All of a sudden, you had Wentz supporters, but half of fucking Eagles fans, primarily much all of them, all revered Nick Foles now. And now you're in fucking, you're in a tough spot to where you kind of led them to water, but Nick Foles is the one drinking. I think that fucked with them a lot. Trevor Lawrence, you got a clean slate with him now. So I'm interested to see what you do now with a clean slate, number one quarterback. We know the history that he's had, what he's been pumping it up since he was a senior in high school. Great career at Clemson. You had the struggles from first year. Now, let's see what you do under the new regime and Doug Peterson. Go ahead.
Yeah, so on a side note, when you bring up Peterson and Philly, I just want to say I'm changing my NFC East prediction right now.
Mm-hmm. That line, line is fucked. Yeah,
I'm done. Yo, the Eagles are winning that.
What is it now? Let's see. NFC East. It's 150. It's plus 150 either way. So, I bet the Eagles, a couple months ago to win the East? I think they're running away with the East now.
Yeah, I think this is going to Philly.
Yeah.
But to back to Jacksonville. Yeah, I think Trevor Lawrence have a good year. I still think Trevor and Justin are the most talented quarterbacks in that class. I don't think anything's changed since they've been in high school. You know, I think one of them is getting, the bad end of the stick because he's a black quarterback. We're not going to get into that today. But I do think that I don't think there'll be a surprise, but I think they'll be competitive. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they're going to be getting blown out and embarrassed like they did last year. You know, and I think anybody could do a better job than Urban Meyer. Like, he wasn't even fucking trying. So just off that alone, you transitioning from him to a Super Bowl winning head coach and a guy who...
The dudes who are there are going to play a lot harder for Doug Peterson than they ever did Urban Meyer. Like, once Urban got out of there towards the end of last season, they were playing a bit harder. They didn't get the wins. It didn't translate, but they were playing a bit harder. So, yeah. Jacksonville opens the season in Washington against the newly christened Commanders. Doug Peterson against Carson Wentz. How about that?
Big Raj, man. He knows what matchups.
Nobody's going to be watching. Unless you're watching. It's going to be a red zone special.
Definitely going to be a red zone joint. Yeah, but, it's a good thing to look at.
Little drama to be talking about on Sunday NFL Countdown.
Right. What's going on here? Yeah.
You're doing your best to make this an
interesting division. I understand.
No. We're going into the games now. This is a tough one.
Okay.
Because part of me wants to say Jacksonville, new regime, Washington is just pits right now. But then also, it is a new start for that franchise. Ron Rivera's been there. They're getting Chase Young back. The defense is solid under Ron Rivera. So I'm going to go L.
Yeah, I'm going to go L too.
Week two, they are at home against the Colts. That's a loss.
You got the Jaguars beating the Colts.
What's the stat about Jacksonville against Indianapolis?
I mean, they're the reason Indianapolis made the playoffs last year, but
it's just like for the last some years, like Jacksonville is a house of horrors for Indianapolis. They haven't won in Jacksonville since 2014. So,
well, I think that ends this time. I'm going with the Colts.
Where is my schedule? And then where is my notes? Now that I found that, week three, at the Chargers.
That's a loss.
Week 4 in Philadelphia.
That's a loss. Ooh, see, this is what I'm talking about. They got a tough schedule.
Week 5, they're hosting the Texans.
I give them that win.
I'll give them a win as well. At Indy, they'll lose that one.
Yeah, I have them split either way. So I'll give them a win in.
You think they'll win in Indy but lose at home?
Yes.
Okay. Week 7 against the Giants. That's another tough one.
That's a tough one because both teams are not good.
The same level.
But I'm going to take Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'll take the better quarterback at home. I'll go with Jacksonville. Week 8, this is the Wembley Stadium matchup. That'll be on ESPN Plus against the Broncos.
Broncos.
I want to say Broncos country, let's ride, and I will, but don't be shocked if Jacksonville wins that game. Week 9 against the Raiders at home.
I feel like that's like a trap game for the Raiders.
It is. It totally is.
I'll pick Jacksonville for that one.
Okay. I'll pick Vegas, but this definitely screams like either Derek Carr goes off or Derek Carr has a horrifying interception.
But I could see like Derek Carr having a soul crushing pick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In the end zone with like 30 seconds left.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like it can go either way. But I'll stick with Vegas. At Kansas City. Wait.
Skip.
Oh, we back.
Skip, but you know what, Skip?
We're back.
We back.
We're back. Never left. Week 11, they have a bye. Week 12 at home against the Baltimore Ravens. That's also a tough game because the Ravens are known to fuck it off in the middle of the season.
100%. That's peak Raven fuck up time.
I'm gonna go with Jacksonville.
I'm going Ravens, but yeah. this one's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like peak fuck it off game. At Detroit. See, I probably went Detroit a couple weeks ago, but I've been watching Hard Knocks and I'm not buying the lines right now.
I've been trying to tell y'all, man, I'm going Jacksonville. Yeah. I think somebody said if Dan Campbell would stop yelling these niggas and show them how to catch a football, they might be good.
The way the comedian, whoever that was roasting his ass, was like, yo, I know we hired Hulk Hogan as a head coach.
Oh, yeah. That dude was funny as hell.
That was funny. Week 14 at the Titans. Ah, they got Tennessee twice towards the end of the season.
I really don't think the Titans are. Titans are going to be the definition of mediocre this year.
I'm going to go Jacksonville.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very truthfully, I don't know what to make of the Titans. I don't think they'll be mediocre.
Because
really all you losing is A.J. Brown. They weren't getting much out of Julio Jones anyway. If they truly believe in Treylon Burks and maybe Malik Willis is as decent as he is, they can still make the playoffs. But they're the most unpredictable team to me, I think, out of anybody in the NFL. I really don't know how to read them.
We'll see. With you.
We'll see when we go through the schedule in a bit. I'm going to go with Jacksonville just for shits and
giggles. Yeah, me too.
Home against the Cowboys. There's going to be a lot of Cowboy fans in that building.
Yeah, I'll go Cowboys.
Week before Christmas, you kidding me? Going to Jacksonville, Florida? At the Jets, Thursday night, Thursday before Christmas, they're losing that one.
You said against the Jets?
Yeah.
It really depends. Zach Wilson should be back,
but I'm expecting Zach Wilson to be back. It's also Christmas in New York, and hey.
Yeah, I'm going to go Jets, but I also want to preface this to let fucking Jets fans out there. I'm nervous about – I like Zach Wilson. I'm a Zach Wilson guy. The bone bruise, I'm a little worried about it because you can be out a long time with them shits. It really don't matter what your projection is to come back. Kendrick Nunn ain't played in 2 years. We don't know what the fuck is going on with Lonzo Ball. And he plays in a much rougher sport. So I'm nervous about that.
At least we know that Zach Wilson will probably find the perfect elixir for his pain. My God. I went L, though. I think you did, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Week 17 against the Texans.
They'll win L.
In Houston.
They'll win
L. Okay. I do both sets, too. And then finishing up against the Titans at home, I'll go win no matter what.
Yeah, I'll go. Like I said, I don't know how to read the Titans, so yeah, I'll go that too.
Five, six, seven. I got them at 8 wins.
So we got them at 8 wins? Okay. I mean, I got them. I got them at 8. I think I got them like 6 or 7, right?
1, 2, 3. Oh, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got them at 8 as well. We both have them at 8 wins.
Okay. 8 wins. Okay. So
8 and 9 for the Jacksonville Jaguars, a major step up in the first year of Doug Peterson. So it's pretty huge. Let's move on to the Houston Texans. Lovie Smith in the building. He's got a brand new weapon at cornerback, Derek Stingley. Davis Mills is still the quarterback.
Yes.
And that's probably where it begins and ends.
Yeah.
But we're going to root for Lovie anyway. Cause
no, we're going to root for Mr. Smith.
We really do love the shit out of Lovie Smith. Their win total is 4.5. Which I guess, by the way, I'm trying to go back and find Jacksonville's, but 4.5 is kind of where they're sitting at. I don't even remember. Well, yeah, last time the Texans won 4.5 games, the nasty man was doing nasty things behind the Texans locker room.
Yes.
Thank God things have changed, but it's going to take another year or two in Houston for them to kind of write this shit, don't you think?
Yeah, and I agree.
I guess the better question is, do you think Lovie will still be there for it?
Yeah, they can't fire a black head coach
after already firing a
black and them getting away with their part in the Deshaun Watson situation.
Yeah,
I think Lovie got at the bare minimum 2 years.
What do you think that means for his offensive coordinator? Do you know who his offensive coordinator is?
No, I don't. Who is his offensive coordinator?
Was he his former quarterback? I think he is his former quarterback.
Who?
Think.
Rex?
No.
Kyle Orton?
No.
He was a Bears quarterback, right?
What former Bear quarterback would go
Josh McCown?
After Josh McCown? His career is over. Josh McCown is his offensive. Do you not know the story about this? So they really desperately wanted to hire Josh McCown.
They tried to hire him. Right, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And they end up, I guess we're going to hire Lovie Smith now.
But Josh McCown's offensive coordinator. It didn't look good. Yeah.
It doesn't look good now because the thing really is, hey, if you fire Lovie Smith, who's next in line to take over?
Yeah, Josh 100%. McCown.
If Davis 100%. Mills is successful, who is getting that? It's not going to be Lovie. We know that because Lovie's not an offensive guy. Lovie never got credit when Rex was playing well, even though Rex was fucking terrible. Never got credit when Kyle Orton was playing well. 5 week
span and Rex played well.
Right. When Kyle Orton was winning games, and he's okay with that. But if Davis Mills somehow shows that he's better than the 6th or 7th quarterback in the draft,
McCown getting all that credit.
It's all going to Josh McCown. 100%. So it's a very interesting scenario to see with Houston, but I like what they do getting Stingley. I think he's a good corner. We'll see if his career ends up panning out. But, God, I really don't know much about the Houston Texans. Laramie Tunsil's still there. Did you know that?
Yeah, that was one of the few things I knew.
God, I was at that draft. It was amazing to kind of witness in real time the free fall just from like the Gas Max video. they open up the season at home against the Colts. That's a loss.
Yeah, that's a loss.
Big time loss. Week 2 at home against. Oh, sorry. Week 2 on the road against Denver, dude. It's Russell Wilson's first game in Denver.
Yeah, that's a loss.
No. Week 3 in Chicago against the Bears.
That's a loss.
That is a loss. The Bears are very well coached. You're gonna hear that from me a lot.
I was about to say when the last time we was able to say that.
Yeah, since the Texans quarterback. That's the last time we were able to fucking say that. And even then, it was kind of hard to say, oh, yeah, the Bears are really good, really well coached under Lovie.
Though they were real well coached first couple seasons.
Yes. At some point around 08, 09,
it
went
off
the rails.
Yeah.
You know, but hey. Week 4, hosting the Chargers.
That's a loss, man.
Jacksonville loss. Oh, God. I got to get Lovie something. They're on a
bye. They're going to win like 2 games.
Raiders loss.
That's a loss.
Home against the Titans week 8.
They're going to be close, but that's a loss.
Yep. Hosting the Eagles Thursday night week 9.
Ooh. Loss.
By the way, what did you think about, or did you watch the first Prime game?
No, I did not. Only preseason.
I figured you didn't, but you were hyping it up. Only preseason. So.
No, that was only preseason games I watched with the Bills. Okay. Anybody else, I'm obviously y'all want to see this stuff.
Okay. Week 10 at New York.
Which New York? It actually don't matter.
The Giants.
You know what? It do matter. I'm taking Texas. That's their first dub.
I'm going to go loss, but week 11 hosting the Washington Commanders.
That's a loss.
I'm going to put that down as a win. Simply because they got to win. They really have to win. Week 12 at the Miami Dolphins.
That's a loss.
Week 13 is the matchup you've all been waiting for. The Houston Texans and their former quarterback, inmate number 4.
Taking on he should be back Lions. By then, right?
This is his first game back.
I'm taking the Texans.
I am also taking the Texans. I think it's going to be incredibly hard.
It's
going to
be hard.
Into an offense. Okay, so I guess, you know, in this preseason game that I'm actually watching because it's on right now, the Browns-Bears game, they broke down, like, the timeline of him being able to come back. So I guess, like, at September 1st, he can't come back. He's barred from the building. He can't come back until like October 3rd, first week of October. That's when he can like start be in the building again or something like that. A month later, he can like start practicing again. And then this would be the first game he has back. I don't know if like 2 or 3 weeks of like, you
that's
know,
not
trying to fit in snaps with the first team while they're getting ready for games is going to be able to be much helpful.
Yeah, it's gonna take a minute for him to not only get adjusted to the Brown system, just getting adjusted playing football again. Like we forget he ain't played football for about 3 years. It's been two years. So it's been a minute since he's even played football. And on top of that, I just feel like this is a home game for them, right? They're gonna be in a
It's a home game for Houston.
Yeah, it's gonna be, you know, they're gonna be at the crib.
It's gonna be a lot of anger,
gonna be a lot going on.
And vitriol, and it's gonna be God damn you, Roger Goodell. Week 14, the Battle of Texas. Texans are taking on Dallas Cowboys in Dallas.
Golden Cowboys.
Week 15, hosting the Kansas City Chiefs.
Big in the ass world.
Week 16, Christmas Eve in Tennessee.
That's definitely going to be a, man, I'm drunk off this Spike Eggnog. Football game,
Red zone. It's a red zone.
It's definitely. Oh shit! No, I'm explaining to you what this game is. You ever know when it was like Christmas Eve and you looking for some shit to do? Like, oh shit, nigga, football on. It's one of them. That's gonna be one of them games. And then you start watching the quarter and you turn HBO Max back on. Like, that is definitely gonna be one of them type games.
See, but it's Christmas Eve, so Christmas Eve falls on a Saturday. Christmas falls on a Sunday. So they don't do the regular like slate on Christmas Day if it falls on a Sunday. They move it to Saturday. So this is going to be
Okay, you're right.
Christmas Day, we got three games.
So Saturday will be the full regular slate. Right.
They yield the full schedule to basketball and just give us the three games. Meanwhile, Saturday is going to be...
That's right. I'll be at Soldier Field freezing my ass off watching Josh Allen give us the drugs.
Thinking about that eggnog you're going to have later that night?
Yeah, giving us the drugs. That's what I'll be doing that day.
How cold do you think it's going to be? I was at the last Christmas Eve
game. It's
going
to be freezing, nigga.
I was at the last Christmas Eve game at Soldier Field. It was like -1 degree.
It's going to be freezing, but that fucking heat in the fucking press room is going to be hot than the motherfucker. They only have 2 degrees in the Soldier Field press box. When it's hot outside, cold as fuck. When it's cold outside, hot as fuck. There's no in between.
Mm-hmm. The Texans are Titans, I guess.
Titans, man.
Yeah. Texans hosting the Jaguars on New Year's Day. Now this is your I was fucked up off all the shit.
This is a hangover game. This is a hangover game, 100%. And I'm going Jacksonville.
I am also going with Jacksonville. And then week 18 against the Colts.
Colts will win now.
Yeah, I'm going to go win just because, like, if it doesn't matter for the Colts, and it probably won't, they'll probably have the division locked up. Who gives a shit? Damn. I got about 3 wins, which is, I guess, fair. 3-14.
And both of them at 3-14. Okay, so. That's fifth.
I think it sucks because we like Lovey and we want Lovey to win. It's just this is not a good roster. This is not a good team. They're not going to be good. You just hope that like this doesn't end up biting Lovey in the end.
I just don't want Lovey to get fired.
Right. It would be a terrible look for them to fire two black head coaches back-to-back years after just one fucking year. Let's transition. Let's do the team that just bottled it going down the stretch last year, the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes.
Finished 9-8. They had, 3 weeks to wrap it up towards the end there? Blew it all. Every single shot. They just had to win one damn game. And then when they just had to beat the Jaguars, they couldn't beat the Jaguars. Ho-hum. Carson Wentz is out. Matt Ryan is in. Now we can all love and appreciate Matt Ryan again because
we don't
have to make 28-3 jokes anymore.
No, we don't. I mean, those still always live. Let's not get fucked up. Yeah,
just until Matt Ryan can finally, you know, do it in Indianapolis. -125 to win the division. They're over under is at 9.5. If you want to bet them to make the playoffs, -170. I think that's a solid bet. Indy will open the season in Houston. That's definitely a win for them. They will also, week 2, be in Jacksonville. That's also no. I had a win for Jacksonville. You had a win for the Colts.
Yeah,
I definitely believe in that. In that Jacksonville curse for Indy. Week 3 though, they're hosting the Chiefs.
Where's that?
Hosting the Chiefs.
Oh, my stupid ass. I think I picked the Chiefs to win this game, so I'm gonna go with the Chiefs.
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs as well. Early season Andy Reid. I'm gonna trust him. Hosting the Titans. Week 4.
They'll win now.
Yep. Thursday night in Denver. I'm gonna go Denver. Broncos country. Let's ride. You gotta do it in different tones.
Yeah, you do.
Each time. Like a little hardcore, a little aggressive, a little sultry. You know, we for everybody. Yeah, the Bob shit. Bob shit country. Let's ride. Week 6, hosting Jacksonville.
Yeah, we'll know.
Yeah, we flip flop. Week 7, Tennessee.
That's a win.
Week 8, the Washington Commanders.
That's a win.
Week 9, in New England.
In New England. I'm going to go Colts.
Sorry?
I'm going to go Colts.
I'm going to go Colts as well. I'm not high on them. I mean, obviously, the Patriots got a lot of wins this year.
I'm not a Mac Jones guy, man.
I don't like how the Patriots performed so far this postseason. This preseason.
Folks try
not to put a lot of stock in preseason, but, like, it does matter to an extent.
It matters to an extent. You'll see some signs.
Yeah, you will find signs of just like, all right, how well coached is this team? You know, does this team have the right personnel?
They still ain't got an offensive coordinator, I don't think
their name right. Yeah, this might be one of them years where New England winds up taking a little bit of a backseat, kind of like they did a couple years ago when they, you know, were just shuffling quarterbacks. Obviously, Mac is pretty good, but defense kind of a little bit worries me. At the Raiders, that's an L for me.
Yeah.
Week 11, the Colts are in Philly.
I'm going to go Colts.
I'm going to go Eagles. Week 12, hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a dub. Sorry.
Yeah.
By this point, Kenny Pickett will be your quarterback, and I don't believe it. I trust TJ Watt gets a hold of your quarterback, you might need to start your backup. And I think your backup is, Nick Foles. Huh?
Say nigga.
Hey, if you start Nick Foles in December, it's not the worst thing in the world. Sunday night, week 13, Colts and the Cowboys.
I'm going Colts, man.
I'm going Colts as well. They get a bye week 14. That is very good. Week 15 at Minnesota.
I'll go Minnesota, man. I feel like a fun game Minnesota wins.
Okay. I'm going with the Colts. I
Yeah. I can see the Colts winning, but it's just one of them games where you like, oh, the Colts will win this. Right.
I mean, you don't. The dome factor doesn't matter because
no, it doesn't matter. Dome. But that's just like a late season type of Vikings win where people think, well, they're only 2.5 behind Green Bay, and then we start fake acting like the Vikings.
Fair, but it also seems like a late season Vikings win where you're like, they're only 2.5 behind Green Bay, and then they just falter, and now
no, that's 100% what's gonna happen. That's 100% what's gonna happen. I'm saying what the media was saying. It's gonna be like it's gonna be a game that the Colts had in the bag, and they give up like a late Justin Jefferson touchdown, mm-hmm. and then like Ryan gets picked off in the last session, like one of them type games.
Yeah, I think it's the Kirk Cousins get picked off late type of game, but
that's always a good point.
Yeah, Monday night day or night after Christmas, I guess. Kwanzaa. It's a Kwanzaa Monday Night Football game.
Kwanzaa Monday Night Football.
Harambe. The Colts are hosting the Chargers. That's a fucking good one.
That's going to be a good game.
Man. Hell yeah.
I'm going to go with the Colts, man. I'm going to go with the Colts. Because I'm still iffy on late season Chargers. They got to prove it to me.
Fair. Yeah, you convinced me. In New York against the Giants, New Year's Day. Okay, here's the thing, though. In New York on Christmas, on New Year's Day.
Right.
No, it's cold as fuck. You're in New York on New Year's Day.
Oh, that too. Oh, yeah, so you spend New Year's
Day. What are you doing the night before?
Yeah, them niggas definitely going to be out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go on a limb and say Giants.
I'm going with the Giants.
Yeah. Some of them niggas. Listen. Yeah. They might do that because they know if they're in a tough bind, guess who's coming week 18 to your crib? The Houston Texans. Shaq Leonard.
Shaq Leonard's definitely going to be in 40-40 club. 100%.
All right. Who we got here? We differed on three of these. Or we differed on four of these. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We both got them at 12 and 5.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I definitely think they're going to win the division. Sure. I think they'll run away with it by, well, I guess we'll see when we do the Titans. But, you know, to me, I can't see the kind of collapse that they – we were talking about the Colts as a possible Super Bowl team. You know, the way they play in the middle of the season.
If that defense holds up, they could be a sleeper.
They could be a sleeper.
They could be an AFC sleeper if that defense looking good.
Exactly.
Because we already know the running game going to be good.
Let's go and talk about those Titans. The Tennessee Titans, back-to-back division titles, but they were taken to the woodshed. They lost, the first year to Kansas City? Well, no, they lost to Kansas City in 2020, I want to say. That was when they beat Lamar Jackson. They lost to Kansas City in 2020.
You're right.
2021, they lost to Lamar in the first round. And then last year, they have the number one seed. Burrow comes to town.
Lost them Bengals.
Couldn't do shit against the Bengals, even though he had Joe Burrow running for his fucking life in that game.
Yeah. It was power driving that nigga, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, it really didn't. Plus 2,000 to win the division is not looking – to win the conference, the AFC. Plus 180 to win the division. Their win total is at 9.5. They'll be a favorite on the yes or no to make the playoffs because they're a conundrum. I don't know what to think about the Houston Texans, but let's try to find out. They open the season at home against the New York Giants.
I'll go Titans for that one.
I'll go Titans as well. Monday night against the Bills.
That's a loss.
Hosting the Las Vegas Raiders week 3.
Loss.
In Indy, week 4. Loss.
Loss.
In Washington, week 5.
I get on that.
Yep. Week 6, they got a bye in Indy, hosting Indy, week 7.
Did I pick the Titans? No, I'm pretty sure I picked Indy. Yeah, that's a loss.
Yeah. At Houston, week 8.
I think I get Houston that.
Yeah. No, I didn't. You. I think you might have given Houston that.
I think I gave Houston that.
Okay. At Kansas City.
Awesome.
Hosting the Denver Broncos, week 10.
I'm gonna go win.
Okay. Going out. Week 11, Thursday night in Green Bay.
That's a loss.
They're getting the shit kicked out of them. Week 12, hosting Cincinnati.
Loss.
I think it's a revenge game for them. I'll go win. Week 13 in Philly.
I'll go win.
Okay. I'm going loss. Flip that around here. Week 14, hosting Jacksonville Jaguars.
Still win now.
Add win loss. Oh, sorry, add win win for the Jaguars. Week 15 at the LA Chargers. I hate that these two LA teams.
That's a loss.
I agree. Week 16 hosting the Texans.
That's a win.
That is a dub. Week 17 Thursday night hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
That's a loss.
That's a loss. And then finishing it up, final weekend of the season is Jacksonville. I went with Jacksonville.
Yeah, we both picked Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got them at 8 and 9. So, yeah, I think the Colts run away with this division handily. While the Titans are not boo-boo, they're definitely average. And
definitely mid. Definitely mid.
It's gonna be a real rough road for the Titans, but Titans 8-8, Jags 8-8, Texans all the way in the fucking basement where they belong. Good luck to Colts fans. I hope that this is not a depressing year for you. Let's move over to the NFC and talk about the NFC South. So listen, this is God's division. We're just living in it. Tampa Bay is -250 to win the division. New Orleans has the next best plus odds at 325. Is there a shot in hell that Tampa does not win this division?
Yeah, there's a shot. I think there's a shot. I'm very.
You're being truthful, not facetious.
No, I'm dead ass. Okay. I would not be. I wouldn't be shocked if New Orleans found a way to win the division.
New head coach, quarterback that I guess he did because he was there. What the he was there 2020. He was there 2020, right? And then last year, he was just starting for like the first 7-8 games before he got hurt. Yeah. So technically, this is about his third year in the system. I don't know if the...
No, 2020 was... Yeah. 2020, he was there as a backup.
Right. So I don't know if this is a situation where like the offensive coordinator is still there. Like Sean Payton was calling shots. So it's a new system for New Orleans. And I think the thing that will work in New Orleans' favor is the fact that this might be like the last year, the last run for a lot of like this core as it is, because they got a lot of money like built up, and they're gonna have to start shaving, some of those folks, whether it's Kamara or Thomas or DeMario Davis or Cam Jordan. It's either you go ahead and you fucking put everything towards this year, or we gonna be looking at the Saints putting on the paper bags again for the next couple of years. So
yeah, the Ants gonna be back.
Exactly. Let's start in Atlanta. Truthfully, I think they might wind up being the worst team in football.
Yeah, that's a bad team. I feel bad for my Atlanta people out there.
It's not gonna be good. Y'all good. What are y'all talking about? Folks in Georgia are good. They are gonna be fine every Sunday. Every Saturday of the year, they're going to be okay. So when they wake up on Sunday, why would they be sad? You see what happened to them Bulldogs? See what happened to the Dogs yesterday? Oh, man, the Falcons loser? What about them Dogs? Come on, man. This is a perfect time for the Atlanta Falcons to suck. Because for the first time in 31 years, the Georgia Footballs are college football champions. So they're going to go into this year with expectations higher than holy fucking hell, which means on Sundays, it's a dessert. If the Falcons win, exactly. Arthur Smith might not be here for the foreseeable future, but hey, Kyle Pitts will be and Justin Fields will not. Win total's at 4.5. So,
that's been Nice.
Yeah, let's see where they wind up. The Falcons open the season. Oh, my God. Roger Goodell, you son of a bitch. If Roger Goodell is going to schedule week one of the NFL slate with just an ultimate drama, what matchup do you think the Falcons have week one?
The Colts?
No.
We just did
good guess, though. So, obviously, a great guess. But this would be your second guess after that one.
The Niners?
New Orleans Saints at home.
Saints!
Sorry, the Atlanta Falcons at home against the Saints.
Yeah, that rivalry. They don't get that shit pushed in, man.
Hey,
Saints are going to put up a clip.
They going to have the trumpets out on their ass, man.
Yeah. There's definitely going to be some Katrina jokes on the timeline. That's one of the worst online rivalries, bro. Like, Saints and Falcons fans be taking it there, bro.
Yeah.
They be taking it there.
Yeah. Week two, Falcons are in LA against the Rams.
Slaughterhouse. That's a Matthew Stafford 5-touchdown game.
Marcus Mariota is your quarterback. Do you understand? Week three, they take on the Seattle Seahawks. That truly might be the matchup for worst football team in NFL.
Geno Smith versus Marcus Mariota.
Right, we saw the the Seahawks a couple weeks ago, man.
That's a bad team. Woo, man, look, man, I'm gonna go Seahawks only because they're home. But nigga,
I'm gonna go Falcons because better quarterback.
Oh, we.
I just gotta believe that Mark for the first time in his life, Marcus Mariota is the better quarterback.
Oh, we sure about that?
Over Geno Smith, hell yeah.
Okay, you convinced me. I'm gonna go Falcons.
Listen, I gotta believe that Marcus Mariota is better than Geno Smith just by the track record both of them have had. Like, Marcus Mariota has a playoff win, so I gotta give him that. Week four, they're hosting the Browns. That's another tough game because we saw what Jacoby Brissett looked like.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Browns. I think Brissett can be.
I'm going to go Browns because I got to believe that defense is just going to torture Mariota, whether they're at home or on the road. Week five against the Buccaneers.
Lost.
Week six hosting the 49ers.
Lost.
What did you think of Trey Lance?
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan either.
Not a fan. Trey Biscay is what I call him.
Trey Biscay. That's a good one. In Cincinnati, week seven.
Put the kids to bed.
Hosting the Carolina Panthers week eight.
Baker's going to look like he's back in Oklahoma.
Baker is going to bankhead bounce in the end zone. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we definitely getting some Baker Mayfield dance. Baker Mayfield definitely going to hit the gritty.
Week nine, they're hosting the Chargers. That's another L.
It's a loss.
Yeah. They turn around week 10 in Carolina Thursday night. It's another loss.
Another loss, man.
Yeah. Week 11, hosting the Chicago Bears.
Look, man.
Stadium is going to be 90%.
That is going to be Soldier Field South, okay? Yeah. I will be in attendance, and I'm going to Magic City for wings after Bears winning that one.
So if they lose, are you just going to cry into the Magic City?
I'm going to cry.
You're obviously going to go anyway.
I'm going regardless. I'm either going happy or, damn, we lost Marcus Mariota. I'm spending more money here. It's going to be one of the two. But I'm going with the Bears right now. Bears aren't losing the fucking Marcus Mariota. Justin Fields' homecoming game?
That's right. That is Justin Fields' homecoming game.
Bears winning.
Totally forgot that was Justin Fields. You saw what his homecoming was like the other day in Cleveland when he actually had an opportunity to play.
To actually throw the football?
And he wasn't fighting for his fucking life out there. So, yeah. Oh, God, I can't wait. I have feels again.
After that second touchdown, I started thinking the losing thought. Like, maybe they can get 9 wins.
Every goddamn moment.
Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Week 12. Falcons are in Washington. Damn, man. Who's the better quarterback?
That's what
Marcus
I'm saying.
Marcus Mariota or Carson Wentz?
No, I'm thinking in Marcus Mariota or Tyler Heineke. I definitely think Wentz is going to be hurt by then.
Okay, yeah.
Like, for sure.
Fair point. No, you make a really good point.
I'm gonna give Atlanta a win. I have no football reason for this. I just have them at one win by now. So I'm gonna give Atlanta this just out of goodwill.
Yeah. I guess we have to. Week 13, they're taking on the Steelers. That's a loss for me because that's
just a loss for
the Steelers fans. Yeah. They get a bye week 14, not that it matters, and then they'll be in New Orleans to take on the Saints.
Another loss.
Week 16, Christmas Eve, against the Baltimore Ravens.
Lost.
That's going to be full of Lamar Jacksons in that stadium.
The Ravens flock.
Yeah, they got a real good fan base, man.
Yeah, they do.
You were at the Ravens game last year in Chicago.
They got a real good fan base. They
travel very well. So that was my second Ravens road game, the Cleveland game a couple years back. They traveled because it's not super far of a drive. So, yeah, they're going to be there. They're going to be out there in full force. Lamar Jackson, because he's from Florida. He's from somewhere in Florida, I think Miami. They'll make the travel up. And, yeah, don't stand a chance. Week 17, they're hosting. Oh, never mind. That game was in Baltimore. Either way, it didn't fucking matter.
Doesn't really matter.
Week 17, they're hosting the Cardinals. That's a loss.
It's a loss.
God damn. Week 18, hosting Tampa. I don't think it matters either way. They're going to have it wrapped up, but you know what? Brady's going to play the first quarter or first, like, drive or whatever. Blaine Gabbert's going to style on these niggas.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. That's two.
Gabbert, a star touchdown of the afternoon.
2-14.
Yeah, that's what I got into. Falcons. It's nasty.
They're a nasty fucking football team. They will be a nasty football team. Listen, if you are in the city of Atlanta, watch your dogs on Saturday. Enjoy this run from the Braves, especially as division champions. Get ready for trade season.
Oh, hold on.
With Trey and Devontae.
No, hold on. We got breaking news.
What's up?
We got breaking news. This fucking Trey Lance thing. Jimmy Garoppolo is back in San Francisco.
Wow.
In a restructured one-year contract. So things that make you say, hmm.
49ers lower Garoppolo's base salary to $6.5 million, fully guaranteed, while giving him a chance to make nearly $10 million more in incentives if he's starting. So let's just round this out for you. And also, I guess there's more. The contract contains no trade and no tag clauses.
They don't believe in that boy. I'm going to keep yelling.
The fact, now that I see that, obviously the theory was there. But the fact that no trade clause, a no tag clause, this isn't an extension. This is just restructuring the 1 year he has right here. So clearly, Trey Lance isn't ready.
Mm-hmm. Things that make you go, hmm.
All right, man. Who do you think becomes something, obviously? But actually, no. Who do you think becomes the starting quarterback of an NFL team first? Trey Lance or Jordan Love?
Trey Lance.
Because he'll be in San Francisco?
Yes, but let's be very clear. I noticed I believe in Jordan Love when I believe in Trey Lance.
You believe in Jordan Love more than Trey Lance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting. Wow. Yeah. I wonder what the Lions move for San Francisco now that they know that Jimmy G is coming back. I think they're still the second best team in that division, bar none.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Let's keep moving. Let's do the Carolina Panthers. Sun's not looking good for Carolina.
It's really not.
Plus 400 to make the playoffs. Win totals at 6.5. Baker Mayfield, obviously the big addition. I don't think he even got a contract restructuring. So he's a lame. I think this is a lame duck year for him. I don't really even remember like the big additions. They lost Hassan Reddick. So like the defense took a big hit. It's not going to be a good year in Carolina.
It really ain't.
You know, you're basically hoping on Baker to pull you out of nothingness, I guess. But they host the Cleveland Browns week one. Baker gets the opportunity at redemption.
I'm going Panthers week one. Sure.
Because you have to. Like, Jacoby Brissett's not winning that game. So, yeah. And then they're at New York week two, which is like, yo, what ACL do you want? Christian McCaffrey's or Saquon Barkley's? I love them both. They're both talented fucking running backs when they're healthy. But the problem is they're healthy.
And you said they're playing who again?
Giants. Panthers, Giants.
Panthers win that. Well, I'm going Panthers starting 2-0. What the fuck?
They started 3-0 last year, man.
They did.
This is what they do. Hosting the New Orleans Saints week 3.
Awesome. Body bad.
In Arizona week 4. Remember,
I think the Saints are gonna Hopkins. Be Saints gonna throw a lot of niggas. Saints gonna throw a lot of niggas out the club, like defensively.
But
solid defense. You said who they
week,
playing this
week 4 in Arizona, but remember, no DeAndre Hopkins.
Still playing Arizona.
Yeah, because Cliff Kingsbury early season. Hosting the 49ers week 5. Well, now that we know who the starting quarterback's going to be, I guess that's got to be a loss. In Los Angeles week 6 to take on the Rams. Another loss.
That's a loss.
At least Baker gets to lose in Hollywood. It's a lot that's of places true. You can lose and be miserable.
At least you can go to Delilah.
Right.
Good night.
Right. Week 7, hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's a loss.
I give Carolina this. They always play weird, wonky games against Tampa. Tampa still wins, so I'm going to give it to Tampa. Week 8 in Atlanta. So win. No, it's a goddamn win. Week 9 at Cincinnati. That's a loss. Who cares?
Yeah.
Week 10, Falcons win. Why is it on Thursday night? Why the fuck did you subject me to Panthers-Falcons on Thursday night? God. Week 11 at Baltimore.
That's lost.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's week, one of those, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Week 12, Panthers are hosting the Broncos. I'm gonna go with a better quarterback, but
I'm not high on the Broncos. I'm really not. But yeah. I'm gonna go with Denver.
Yeah. Their bye week is in week 13. They'll come back week 14 in Seattle. Listen, the Seahawks could have traded for Baker. I'm pretty sure that like that's another like you didn't believe in me game, you know. Week 15 hosting the Steelers. I believe the Steelers might be on a fake run for a playoff at that point, so I'm gonna go with Steelers.
I guess Steelers. I don't know, man. I'm going Panthers, man.
Week 16. The Panthers are hosting the Detroit Lions. Like sure. I said, if you ask me, you going with Detroit? If you asked me a week ago, I'd probably go with the Lions. But, week 17 at Tampa.
That's a loss.
I agree. And then finishing up the regular season in New Orleans, I think the Saints might have a reason to play that game, so that would be an L. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 wins. That's kind
of how many do I have?
We had him at 7 as well. Okay. We flip flopped on a game at the end there. So, 7-10 for the Panthers is kind of what they are. They are 7-10 as hell. You know,
yes, that is they reek 7 wins.
Yeah. Do you think they call Cam at any point this year?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think that should sound.
Cam is
athleting. I am athleting?
I wouldn't be shocked if you see Cam on athleting.
He's perfect for it. New Orleans Saints plus 325 to win the division, plus 2,000.
My sleeper team.
NFC, they're plus 4,000 to win the Super Bowl. You can take them to make the playoffs. It'd be plus 125. Their win total is at 8.5. The Saints open up the season against the Atlanta Falcons. It's a win. Big one. They'll turn around and then host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They said they gonna take Tampa that first.
I think they're gonna take Tampa too.
Yeah,
I think they take Tampa too. At Carolina week 3.
Saints win.
Yeah. Not hosting the Minnesota Vikings. So in London at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
I'll give Minnesota that one.
I'll give it to Minnesota as well. Week 5, Saints and the Seahawks. That's a win. Week 6, Saints and the Bengals in New Orleans. Listen, bro, Joe Burrow coming back.
Burrow back home? Oh, that's going
to
be a good
Joe
game.
Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase coming back to the crib. You know what they're going to do?
Though,
you know what they're going to do? Get the cat. to the third world, pass it to the third.
Let me mad gritty going on. Ass, bro. Yeah. I think it's going to be a good game. I don't think they're going to roll on. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a good game. They're going to show up.
It's going to be a good game. I'm saying like Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow are going to roll because that's going to be an instant connection all game.
That know you. You know that them niggas got shooters in New Orleans. New Orleans will shoot niggas over Joe Burrow, like to this day. Like, there might be some Saints fans rooting for the Bengals. Like, there might be a couple of them.
Right. Hey, like, for real. Lose, like, we lost to Joe and Jamal. Yeah. Week 7 in Arizona against the Cardinals, Thursday Night Football. I'm going with the Saints.
Yeah, I'm going with the Saints too.
Week 8 hosting the Raiders.
Going Raiders.
Going Raiders as well. Week 9 Monday Night Football, Saints and the Ravens.
Woo-hoo-hoo, that's going to be a good game. I can hear Joe Buck now. You said they're in New Orleans?
At home. Yes.
Yeah, they going 3D. They putting Lamar Jackson in 3D. I'm going to Saints.
Week 10 in Pittsburgh.
Easy. Saints.
Yep. Week 11 hosting the Rams.
That's a loss.
I'm going to go win. I'm going to go win against LA. Hey, Matthew Stafford ain't going to be perfect all the time. plus, like, yo, Saints fans, they got a little bit more motivation for games against the Rams, you know?
Yeah.
At San Francisco.
They're gonna win that one.
I agree. Monday Night Football, Week 13, Saints in Tampa Bay.
I'm going with Tampa for that one.
I'm going with the Saints. I can think they get the sweep.
So you gonna sweep them? Okay.
I think they get the sweep.
I wouldn't be shocked, but I think they'll sweep.
They play extremely well against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think they've split the last two series. Two seasons, but I don't know, man. Like, listen, I think Brady might be susceptible to a couple more L's this season, so I'm gonna go with the Saints. They get their bye week, week 14. That's good. They play the Falcons week 15. It's like an extra bye. Week 16, Christmas Eve against the inmate and the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland.
I don't give a damn what I say. I'm wishing all bad fortune against Cleveland Browns.
Week 17 against the Eagles. I'm going Eagles.
Going Eagles.
Yep. And then week 18 against Carolina. That's a
Saints. That's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I got them at 12, and you got them at 10.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Yeah. So, the Saints are going to be better than advertised this year. A lot of people sleeping on the Saints. A lot of people might not be thinking about them because no Drew Brees, no Sean Payton. You know, this might end up, like I said, might end up being the last year. Last dance for this team, bro. I think they're going to be a lot better than what a lot of people think. They're going to challenge Tampa Bay. Let's talk about Tampa Bay. Plus 900 to win the Super Bowl, plus 429 to win the NFC. 11.5 is their win total. Projected win total. They open up the season in Dallas.
I don't know. I think Cowboys are going to win that one.
Okay. I do not, but okay. Week 2 against New Orleans Saints.
Awesome. So I got them starting 0-2. And then we're going to hit this Tom Brady wash conversation.
Right.
Like clockwork.
Do you have them starting 0-3? They host the Green Bay Packers week 3.
No, they're going to beat the Packers.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers might be motivated this game. And, you know,
throwing to Menards employees?
Damn, you're right. Never mind.
Devontae ain't walking through that door.
I forgot. Yeah, Bucs got Julio now, so yeah. Week 4, Sunday Night Football, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. This is what you want, people.
This is
probably the last match
in Tampa. Ever
in Tampa.
Going Tampa.
Going Tampa as well. Week 5, hosting the Falcons.
Tampa.
Week 6, in Pittsburgh. Tampa. Week 7, in Carolina. But here we go. Tampa. Week 8. Hosting the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday Night Football.
Tampa.
Okay. Going Tampa as well. Week 9, hosting the LA Rams. Going Rams.
Yeah.
Week 10, hosting the Seahawks. Skip. Oh, sorry, not hosting the Seahawks in Germany. Doesn't matter. Skip. Week 8, they get a bye. Week 12, Nasty Man's not back in Cleveland yet. That's a Bucks win. Week 13, hosting the New Orleans Saints. I call that a Saints win. You had it a Bucks. You had it for the Bucks.
Yes, sir.
Week 14, in San Francisco. It's probably Tom Brady's last opportunity to put one in San Francisco for
you. Going Bucks.
Going Bucks. Week 15, hosting the Cincinnati Bengals.
I got Joey B in the Bengals.
I do too. I do as well. Week 16, Christmas Eve, hosting the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, fucking is.
Going the Bucks. Week 17, Panthers hosting. Week 18 in Atlanta. One, two, three. Let's just count the losses I have. I think that's easier. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 13-4 I got them at.
And I got them. How much I got them?
1, 2, 3, 4. 13-4.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I got the Bucks narrowly edging out the Saints. You got it by about 3 games. But like that's kind of the general consensus is that Falcons are shit. Panthers are clearly in the mid-tier. Then you got the Saints and the Bucks. And the Bucks are clearly better than the Saints. It's just a matter of, like, how is New Orleans going to be in that first year under Dennis Allen? How are they going to be with Jameis coming off of that torn ACL? And then also, yo, Father Tom still doesn't wait for anybody. I don't care if he's 43. He's 43.
Yeah.
Or 44, I guess, now, whatever. I think it's an August birthday. So, like, at some point, Tom Brady is going to start looking like a 43, 44-year-old man.
I don't know when this is going to happen.
We don't know when it's going to happen.
But you would think it will happen eventually.
You think it will happen eventually. But, hey, he was rated the number one player in the NFL by his peers.
Rightfully so. He was robbed by Rob MVP. He's robbed.
I'm not saying he wasn't robbed. He was definitely robbed of MVP, that fucker in Green Bay. Aaron Donald's thing. It's a crime that Aaron Donald has not won number one yet. It's a fucking crime.
No, he was number one like 2 years ago.
He was? Okay.
Yeah, he was number one like two years ago.
I thought the thing was they've never named a defensive player number one. So.
No, he was 2 years ago.
Good. He deserves to be number one again. That's all I got to fucking say about that. But anyway, we finish up with the division. Actually, I'm excited to talk about the North. I'm very glad that I waited to the last possible minute to talk about the NFC North. Like, I don't believe in the Lions anymore. I think the Bears are going to be a lot better coached.
I'm going to make my final Bears win total in this week's episode of 7 Nathan Hallis, and I'm a lot more confident than I was a week or two ago.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting season. It may not be fun, but it will be interesting. Yes. I am at Cameron Santo. He's at Barbershare Scott. On Twitter at BarbersChairNet, on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/BarbersChairDigital, the BCN Net, BCNet.com.
Yes.
Where you want to go for the website, that's where you can find all the podcasts, all the video content that we got coming out very soon.
Patreon.com/BarbersChairNetwork.
You know the deal. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting and continue supporting Barber's Chair throughout the years, going into another football season. God damn, I'm so excited.
I really can't wait. I'm hyped.
You said you might? Oh, you said you hype.
I'm hyped.
So fucking hyped. I can't wait. Next time you hear from us, we'll be doing the North, AFC and NFC. Lots of intrigue in both divisions. Scott, I am Pierce. We'll see you next time on To The Drill. Enjoy college football this weekend. Then come back and let's talk NFL next week.